I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
It's just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Can your average teenager cook or even make toast? But whose job is it to teach them? Schools or parents? The Alderman of Ballynockan House and Cookery School, Catherine Fulvio, is now offering an online cookery course for TY students. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
So it's because, you know, they've all got no attention span and all the rest of us. Do you have to think about making videos that only last for, I don't know, 30 seconds, whatever it is they can stretch to?
Yeah, so I designed the course purposely. So there's a lot of downloadable recipes and things that they can read. But all the videos, they're not TikTok style now, Sean, because they're more educational than that, but they are short so that they can fly through the recipes and get the gist of it, you know. And then I also have the whole recipe done on a podcast because I'm figuring maybe they're at the gym, maybe I can put the earphones in and just listen to the recipe.
Yeah.
And then they're ready for action.
How short?
About maybe 2 minutes.
Oh,
for
really?
Recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, about that. Depends on what they're making now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is there an element, though, you have to teach them basic skills?
Well, I start with everything from knife skills. So I really start at the basics because, you know, cooking is a skill. And that's really important to say. It's like people think, oh, it's maybe talent. Yes, of course, talent makes it look beautiful and all of that. But once you understand the basic skills, how to chop, how to pan fry, how to poach, all the different levels of cooking, then you can turn your hand to anything because we can all read a recipe.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean it's going to turn out okay.
Well, no, and I want to get to that. What do you mean by knife skills?
So
what is it that maybe people aren't doing right with knives?
Okay, well, how to sharpen your knife.
Yeah.
First of all, that's a key. And then it's also how to chop efficiently. So there's a way, for example, an onion is obviously, an easy one to start with. You cut your onion in half, you go inwards, you go downwards, and then you go across.
Mm.
But you always have your knuckles forward, your fingertips back when you're holding. I'm gesturing.
As
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you have your fingers like straight out, they're going to be in the line of fire as the knife comes down. But if you can rest the knife against your forward knuckles and then just do motions up and down, don't go too high or you'll come straight down on your knuckles.
Mm.
But it's a rhythm and you slice on the way forward rather than on the way back. A lot of people pull the knife back towards them, but actually it's much more efficient to do a rocky movement and slice on the way forward.
Yeah.
So that gets practice. But I even see in my cookery school over the years, you know, some people don't even know, they're not from Ireland, I will say, but how to peel an apple. I always thought, well, God, that's kind of obvious, but it's not.
Mm.
That's the thing. Some things are not as obvious as we think they are.
Well, if you don't know how to do something,
you don't know how to do something. And who's going to teach you? So
yeah.
This is why this is here. So it's how to use your knife properly is the first thing. But even then, moving on to, let's talk about pan frying. How do you pan fry properly? It's all about temperature control. It's understanding about searing to get that seal on the outside so that the piece of steak or the chicken is beautifully delicious and golden and caramelized and has gorgeous flavor. And then you flick it over and do the same, but don't be flip-flopping with the food.
Yeah.
It's simple things like that become simple once you know how to do them.
Yeah.
But somebody has to teach you.
Yeah. Following recipes, though, you can slavishly follow a recipe, but it doesn't come out the way, it doesn't look the way it looks in the picture or, you know, more to the point, taste the way you'd expect it to taste.
Yeah.
Is that because you have to have a little bit of flexibility when you're following a recipe? Because you know this is more than anyone, that, you know, oftentimes you have famous chef's cookbook and somebody else has come in and figured out what the proportions of ingredients are. And it's kind of a rough guess.
Yeah, I would say a recipe should be correct.
Yeah.
I will say that.
Very diplomatic.
But baking can be difficult because everybody's oven is different. And when it comes to actually cooking, there are, and again, we cover it in the course, skills along the way to understand about flavouring and seasoning as you go. Because that's, and the flip-flopping of the meat, now that's where things go wrong. Because
that
makes everything much more bland in flavour and more rubbery in texture. But flavouring as you go, understanding the use of spices, understanding that spices can burn at certain temperatures. A recipe might just say, add in the cumin and cook for, you know, and cook or whatever, and that could be left there then maybe for 5 minutes, and the next thing is burnt cumin.
Yeah.
Whereas like 30 seconds cooks a spice. And the same with garlic. Garlic burns so quickly. So all of these understandings.
Yeah.
And practice helps as well.
Yeah, but, and a recipe oftentimes won't tell you that. And they'll say a cup. What's a cup of something?
Yeah, well, that would be more of an American measurement.
Yes.
As I learned. Years ago, my son was, when they weren't allowed, and they're still not, probably bring sweet treats into school. And he decided he was going to make chocolate chip cookies. He wasn't using mommy's recipe. He had found one on Tinternet. Mm. He was only young now at the time. And he said, leave it to me, Mum. I will measure everything. Well, Sean, when I went into the kitchen, the state of the kitchen, because we've all these stacking cups for the business. When it said 7 cups of flour, he had literally got 7 separate cups and they were all lined up. So I was looking at about 20 cups that I needed to subsequently wash. But not only that, the point is a domestic cup is not a cup measurement, an American cup measurement.
Yeah, yeah.
So buy yourself a set of cups. Measuring spoons are great to have in the kitchen as
well. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
for
accuracy.
Actually, that's a point. When you're teaching teenagers basic cooking skills, is cleaning up after yourself part of that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you can get it down to a fine art that they're willing to do the shopping as well and understand the groceries, that's a great start. Come back, measure everything properly and clean as you go. Keep your kitchen counters clean, wash everything up. But 100%, I wouldn't allow in the kitchen unless the cleaning up was done afterwards.
Yeah.
Unless they're toddlers or something. But it's still a good skill to help show mom or dad how to wipe everything out and that.
Well, in your house, I'm assuming your kids can cook or have at least basic proficiency.
Well, no. They can.
Maybe listening.
So there is the problem when you can cook like I do for a living. It's like, I'd be faster doing it myself. And I think a lot of parents get that part.
Yeah.
But when they were younger, I used to put aside a little bit of time. They obviously just wanted to learn baking, sweet treats and that. But as time went on, we did progress. But I took transition year as a big opportunity to teach them. And the whole idea for this online cooker school came about during TY, during COVID, when my son was aimless and they had to learn a skill. And I thought, well, what do you like? What do you like to eat? And he said, I love a steak, Mom, and chips. I said, let's do that. So we started with learning how to perfect that steak, get it the right colour that he likes, get the chips the right way that he likes. And then once he kind of goes, I could do something that I actually like. What's the next thing you like? The next thing was Eggs Benedict. So we went the next thing we're making hollandaise and sauces and everything. I was like, that's a big jump, Rowan. But the point was, it gave him confidence in the kitchen and it tasted the way he wanted it to taste. Mm. And that in itself was a result.
Yeah. Would he cook at home now? Would you this evening when you're going home, Robin's there cooking for you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Both of my children
really?
Will cook. Yes, they will. They're 22 and 23 now, but they will absolutely cook. And it's not just air fried chicken. They will do full on recipes. Now, they do say to me, Would you mind leaving the kitchen, Mom? You're making us nervous.
Yeah, that's understandable.
100%.
That's like teaching your kids to drive. It's really a bad idea.
Yeah, sitting on your hands and zipping your lips.
Yeah.
But they are very good at cooking and it's given them great confidence. And they're quite experimentative, like with ingredients. And, they go to trips. They come back with ingredients that I might not have thought of picking up that day. And I think that's great. But they're not unusual. I think nowadays...
Are they, though? I would have thought they were unusual.
I think children are, their age group are much more interested in food than when I was their age. Mm. We were more going to pubs and clubs and that. Whereas they're more into, cooking. Maybe their friends come round. They have food together. Or having a brunch somewhere. So food is everything for them, more so than, pubs and clubs are.
I would imagine it's more like in your average family, it's probably more difficult to teach one of the children. Like, especially kind of if both parents are working outside the home and dinner is rushed and it's probably late and people are probably batch cooking at the weekend just to get ahead of themselves, there's no room to teach a child
anything, really. I think you're right. I think we're all under time pressure. By the time you get home from work, and it depends on the age of the children, maybe you're heading off to GAA and all of the likes. So it is a case of, trying to teach. And that's why this course, I also have a course for younger kids as well, but it's learning by steps and learning the skills rather than just teaching your child a recipe.
Yeah.
So that's why I came up with the concept of these are the skills and then these are the recipes. And in the course, every week, the person doing the course has to make a meal for their family. So it's a result for the family.
Yeah.
They can sit back and...
might be.
The result might be God knows what.
So is it kind of like train them to be a sous chef first before they, you know, they step up to cut things, to do the, all the assistant stuff?
Yes, it is. It's knowing the skills and then moving on to the recipes. And each week you do different things. One week it's soups, the next week it's breads, right up to making pizzas and sushi. You know, so there's a lot in it. But, you know, it's also, as the children go to college, you'll want to be able to cook when you're in college.
Mm.
Look after yourself, not be reliant on ultra-processed or convenience foods. So it's all about nourishing your body. So you're learning all of those skills. And maybe if you happen to go to America on your J1, you might get a job in a restaurant in the back kitchen. So, you know, just helping out.
Yeah.
These are skills that you can say you've done. You have your certificate to show you.
Yeah. Texter says, recipes are always so complex. Basic cooking is something we could all use learning. If I use a cookbook, there's always so much to buy that you never need again. That's good. That's a good point, actually.
That is a very valid point. I do try to keep my recipes as simple as possible, or at least have ingredients that can be reused. Do you know, Sean, the best-selling course that we do in the cookery school is called 7 Nights, 7 Dinners, 1 Plan. And I still can't understand why it's so popular, but it does make sense. It's exactly as our listener said. You want to be able to reuse. You want to have a plan for the week. You don't want to be shopping and buying multiple ingredients and have them sitting in the back of the fridge or on a shelf unused with only a half a jar or something gone.
Mm.
So it's all about planning for the week.
Yeah. Do herbs go off? Dried herbs, I mean.
Dried herbs. Once you've opened them, you've got about maybe 3 months with them.
Yeah.
But fresh herbs you can freeze. You're laughing.
No, I'm laughing now because I'll be having a look, and probably many people listening will be doing the same. I've some cilantro here from 2016 kind of thing. Catherine, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Catherine Fulvio there, and you can find all the details of that at catherinefulvio.com.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.